Well, good morning. It is 6:20 a.m. on Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. 46 degrees, which is almost 8 degrees Celsius. 90% humidity. And my glucose is at 117, which is right perfect where it's supposed to be. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. Yep, for at least the next month, my glucose is going to be a part of the morning greeting. I got my my glucose sensors yesterday. And installed it into my body. I am now a cyborg. I picked them up and took a look at it and got ready, you know, read the instructions and yada yada, and got ready to plug it in. And there's this very well designed and engineered application thing that you use, and you put it into the back of your upper arm, and I looked at it, it's like, holy crap, that needle is like an inch long. I thought they said this is just going to be a little light subcutaneous punch. It's like, oh, that thing's going to go down to the bone, man. I'm exaggerating. It just looked like a big-ass needle. I'm going, all right, let's do this. And pushed it in, didn't feel a thing. Did not feel a thing. Just chunk, and it's in. Synced it up to my phone and started getting readings. And it's amazing, it's real time. It's like, you know, just boop, pop it up, call up the app, tells you, you see a graph over time of what your glucose is. I have never, this was last night, right before dinner, and I've never been out of the green. In fact, I've been hovering, you know, up and down, ebb and flow. But I've been hovering right around 120 the whole time. So whatever dietary changes I have affected seem to be working. So yay. So we'll add that to the morning data as we go. Oh man, so I've already seen several of the NPCs. Morning. Ben came by. Ben works out for 5 hours at the gym. Like, dude, 5 hours? It's like, yeah, I love it. It's like, okay, that's all the criteria you need. Get it, boy. And you know, if you remember me mentioning an older Asian woman who was coming in, she usually does. And I've always kind of seen her as this very quiet, withdrawn, don't mess with me kind of personality, based solely on the very minute bit of information I would get just watching her walk home from wherever she's walking home from. And this morning, we actually made eye contact, and I said, good morning. She said, hey, good morning, how are you doing? Her face lit up with a big old smile. And it was like, oh my God, I was totally wrong about you. She's a bright, vibrant, lovely woman. Again, with a minute bit of information that I gleaned from that, you know, five-word exchange, completely revised my impression of her. It's like, man, do not make assumptions. Well, it's kind of hard not to, really. In life, you have to draw some conclusions in order to just act and do things. But man, hold on loosely. Because I was wrong about her. And when you are proven wrong in your assumption, what the hell? Is that a thong? Well, that's the morning pick. I don't know. That's the morning pick. What is the story here? I don't know. But clearly, somebody had a good time. And is missing some lingerie. Anyway. Let's see, Powell's. Think. So, yeah, and I saw Big Hair Dude on the North South train. He was chatting with somebody, and they were having a grand old time. It was NPC morning here. So, and the. The Portlandification of Dave continues. I went out to go to CVS to pick up the glucose sensors. And it was raining. And I didn't have an umbrella. And I'm sitting there walking down the street. You become very mindful of where the awnings are when you're walking around in the rain without an umbrella. But it's like, okay, I am now a Portlander. I am in the rain without an umbrella. I am now officially a Portlander. The process continues. And it was raining yesterday afternoon and evening. But you remember, I said yesterday, life happens when you go outside. And there had been a karaoke event scheduled that I had marked myself as interested for. And I was like, man, it's raining, yada, yada. But life happens when you go outside. So I went outside, went to the karaoke event. Had a blast. Oh my God. So much fun. Well, and I'd heard my glucose meter going and had a couple drinks while I was there. I'd heard, oh, alcohol, that'll spike your bloodstream. Not me, at least not Jameson. Jameson apparently does not cause my blood alcohol to spike or my blood sugar to spike. So that's encouraging. But yeah. That was just a fabulous group of people and some genuinely gifted vocalists too. I am not among them, but the crew, what we may lack in talent, we make up for in enthusiasm, by golly, which I guess is the hallmark of karaoke. But so I had these songs that I wanted to sing. And it was Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman and Cry to Me by Solomon Burke. Those are the two songs that I really wanted to sing. So I put them into a playlist on Spotify, and I'm singing them at the top of my lungs on my way to the karaoke place. And, you know, I'm putting it in there, and I'm doing little nuances, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'll do this, and yada, yada, sounding great, awesome, fabulous. Man, you get behind the mic and you sound nothing like you did in the car. finding a key to sing in when you're behind a mic is really freaking hard. And again, the trained singers out there, and from last night, they hit it spot on. And it's not like it's, you know, perfect, but you can tell they've got the vibrato, they've got the whole thing going on, and it's just, they're awesome. Me, I hit a note now and again, but again, enthusiasm and presentation is half the battle. That I can throw in. So, but it went well. It went well. And God, just having a blast, just getting into everybody's performance and the music that everybody picked. I didn't realize there's a song called Am I a Muppet? From one of the Muppet movies. But the Delphine and Cheryl got up and did a duet of I'm a Muppet. It was brilliant. And just, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Bone rattler in my cup. So we'll be doing that again. That was a lot of fun. I'm starting to get the lay of the land of Portland. In fact, the neighborhood, was it the Eagle Eye Bar, I think it was, that had the karaoke event, was in a neighborhood that I had narrated for homes.com. So I was like, oh, this is Lance. I just narrated this neighborhood. I start looking around for some of the landmarks that they included in the narration. But oh, man. Just a great day. Things feel like they're blooming here. Not spring-wise, although definitely spring-wise. But just, I feel like... I feel like I'm building a life here. And doing things and making friends and celebrating stuff. Somebody's talking about putting together a D&D game. It's like, poof, I'm in. Hell yeah. Some get around the table D&D. Sign me up. I'm all over it. So yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm bummed though. I'm walking through Jameson Square and the fountain water feature thing that they have here that is so very cool is off. I think it's off from like midnight until it must be 8 o'clock, maybe 7. But it's off right now, which is too bad because that rushing water would be a lovely backdrop. Although with this mic, I don't know if you'd hear it. Oh, that's the other thing. I've got a appointment at the Genius Bar this afternoon to clear out the lint from my the jack in my iPhone, which I think is the problem I was having with the audio. So I might try switching back to the other wired mic tomorrow. We'll see. But I am through Jameson Square, which means I need to wrap this up for Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, or the day with no nickname, which means you can make it whatever you want it to be. Which is kind of nice, a little blank slate. Yeah, right on that, whatever you want. I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. I hope you get to go out. I hope people surprise you. I hope your assumptions are challenged in wonderful ways. I hope you get some life. I hope you go outside and get some life. Oh, and spare a prayer for Brother James. This is moving day for him. This is going to be a huge day. Lots of stuff going on, lots of anxiety, but also lots of big changes, which is always cool, but always a little stressful too. So if you know Brother James, or even if you don't, spare him a thought and a prayer for a smooth move to Wisconsin, from Chicago to Wisconsin. So, yeah, cool. And however the day goes down, remember the words of Zigzag Claiborne. Brother Zig does not steer us wrong when he suggests that despite everything, we create. Add to the world. Make space for things to happen. Yeah, and I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because when you do that, all sorts of wonderful things start popping in your life. Highly recommend that. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.